Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins in Mexico City, a landslide for AMLO and his choice for the next and president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, previously the mayor of Mexico City. Overwhelming success for Morena, AMLO's party. Dominating the legislature, dominating the governor's races, the municipal races, at all levels. An endorsement of AMLO's 6 years in office coming to a close and looking to Claudia Sheinbaum to improve life for the people of Mexico. Wish her very well, most significant for the United States. The border region is right now tense, but the prospect for business and trade and commerce and manufacturing is very good for North America into the 21st century. And then a report on Argentina. This is Joseph Umeyer and Ernesto Araujo in the New World Report. President Javier Milei, after another tour of the United States, is a celebrity, doing very well, calling attention to his turnaround for Argentina. And the economy improves. There is resistance from unions. They want raises. All of this is manageable. It's also true that Argentina has entered into naval exercises off the coast of Argentina with the carrier strike group for George Washington. Significant. Joseph Umeyer then explains how Venezuela and the conflict over Guyana is the least of the matters. This is about adversaries of the United States and freedom lovers. That would be Russia, Iran, China, North Korea. Looking to dominate the South Atlantic, a waterway that Joseph identifies as filled with crime and not much policed. Then a conversation with Ernesto Araujo about Brazil recovering very slowly from the rains and the flood and the damage to its agricultural state. In the south, Rio Grande do Sul, diseases now because the water is polluted with toxins. On to a conversation about Gaza with Malcolm Hoenlein and Thaddeus McCotter. No clarity there. No clarity in a deal that's said to be in the works. Deals every time for the last 7-8 months deal. We'll see. Presidential contest in Iran. Ahmadinejad throws his hat in the ring, along with other luminaries in their 50s, I believe, in their 50s and 60s, looking to replace the now deceased Raisi. And then a conversation with Bill Raju about Afghanistan. Bill's measure is that the Taliban is stronger than ever, and that Al-Qaeda makes it stronger, occupying large tracts of land in parts of the provinces of Afghanistan. Arif Rafiq talks about the heat wave in India and Pakistan during the election and afterwards. 127 degrees Fahrenheit. Is that the future? We don't know. But it's certainly the present. Ukraine. Katrina Vandenhove joins to despair. War is what NATO offers for the summit in D.C., noting at the same time that the sanctions regime that was meant to intimidate or contain Russia, what it's done is it's moved the Russian business not to the West but to the East, and Russia continues to prosper with attendant problems when you go to a war, all defense economy. Then a conversation about John McDonnell, the founding Prime Minister of Canada, who is routinely now being defamed by so-called research about his conduct in office. Conrad Black explains, an honorable man who's responsible for the success of Canada. And then Jerry Hendricks joins to talk about flabbergasting allegations against a four-star admiral retired, influence peddling, the man's not guilty, and we wait, but the charges are severe, especially because this was a 4-star. Jerry tells me there were very few in history, but at any one time. This is a retired 4-star. And then Ivana Stradner explains again how Russia's using the information space to undermine the credibility of NATO. In this instance, conspiracy mongering about how NATO was attached to, responsible for, supportive of the assassination attempt on the Prime Minister of Slovakia, a country that is disposed towards Russia in the conflict in Ukraine. A wonderful conversation with Peter Berkowitz about a new bestseller by Nellie Bowles, a principal in the Free Press, celebrating her freedom from the cancel culture that she ran into, tolerated, observed, reported on while at the New York Times, and then was confronted and canceled, or at least chose to leave before she was canceled. And a phenomenon of these last years. Didn't exist before 2020, and I don't know how much longer it's going to exist, but in any event, Peter recommends the book. Nellie Bowles, Bowles. Gaza, the ceasefire deal, what we don't know. The Uyghurs, slave labor-made products arriving in America on the container ships. And debts without answer. There's a third plenum for the Chinese Communist Party coming up, economic plans. They don't have an economic plan, according to Ann Stevenson Yang. The debts are on the books in the municipalities. The banks won't put them on their books. They don't want the losses. It's unsustainable, the falsehoods, but that's China right now. Won't admit to the fact that it's out of options. It can take a deep recession, and I don't have any solutions. Not my pay grade. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship. They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.